Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with my friend and your new friend, Greg Stebbin. He's with Forbes Book Radio. How many podcasts do you do, Greg? How many different ones?
So we have four podcast channels. We do one called Forbes Books Radio. We do another one with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBE Council. We do another one with the Women Presidents Organization.
Yep.
And then a fourth with the Small Business Banking Division of Bank of America.
Yeah. That's a big job. Congratulations on that outstanding work. And your books, you've written a number of political books, haven't you?
Well, not political so much as history. So
yeah.
One of the books I wrote, which has really been the most successful for me, was called White House Confidential. And I wrote this back in the 90s, not to be political, frankly, but really to lay some context for really the background on our presidents and to, in a sense, humanize them and to find stories that really showed you that presidents are really just like you and I. They started the way we started, doing whatever they were doing, and for some reason or another, they catapulted themselves, or circumstances catapulted them into the presidency. But at the end of the day, going to bed just like you and
they
I,
put their,
funny
put
stories,
their pants on one
stories,
leg at a time, like the rest
sometimes
of us, right?
Terrible stories, just like us.
Yeah. And folks, the last name is Stebben. So look for that. Look for his books. I bet you can find them, some of them still in print, maybe some a used copy of the older ones. But you can tell he's highly intelligent and got a lot to say. I encourage you to follow him. Greg, you want to give us a website?
Well, the best place to find me in terms of my books is on Amazon. Just search for me, as you said, Greg Stebbin, G-R-E-G-G-S-T-E-B-B-E-N. And the place I'm online most actively, one is Twitter, at Greg Stebbin. And then, of course, for Forbes Books, at forbesbooks.com/radio.
All right, so check those out. We're talking about authority marketing, which is the which is an area that you've really focused on with the Forbes Book folks, and I've known that organization before it was Forbes Books when Adam first got it off the ground. He was on my show way back in the day, and so I want to continue our conversation about this. We were talking about Being a thought leader and turning that thought leadership into something that you can put your best foot forward in the marketplace with through authority marketing, which is a term you guys use. And you know, if a small business owner thinks of a lot of the CEOs writing their own book, you know, and I know you guys help a lot of CEOs with their books, and they think of that. That's a little bit of an intimidating process. But a small business, a small Main Street business, it doesn't have to be a 200-page book. It could be an eight-page pamphlet on how to keep your air conditioner clean and better maintained, or how to clean your gutters, or how to fertilize your lawn, or whatever. It could be something helpful, short and sweet. That's still authority marketing, isn't it? That's still thought leadership, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I am very grateful for is that the term content has come to embrace all kinds of things that a business can create to show its thought leadership or its authority. So this is an interesting conversation right now because what's happening across a lot of the country, this thing called the polar vortex, right? It's cold. It's going to get colder. So to continue using our example of someone who owns a heating and cooling company, this is a great opportunity for you to build your thought leadership and your authority in your community, in the community where you service. So you could be on Twitter right now telling people what to do to make sure they don't have problems with their heater.
Mm-hmm.
Telling people what to do if they are having problems with their heater. Telling people what they should do next week to make sure they're prepared for the next cold snap. And then using lots of photos, if you have them from past cold snaps, putting them on Instagram, putting them on Twitter, putting them on Facebook. Why? So people will see them and your advice and begin to think of you as the go-to source mm-hmm. whenever they're concerned about their heating and cooling.
And more and but more also, people who buy those kinds of, who have those kinds of issues, more and more of them are spending, they're not like me, they're not like, you know, an old baby boomer like me, they're spending a lot of time on Facebook and on Twitter and on the all the different social media platforms. They're looking for help there.
That's exactly right. And find one or two or three nuggets of advice that when you offer it to your customers on site, when you're doing work for them, that they kind of blink and go, oh my gosh, I never knew that. Start offering those kinds of nuggets in social media, because in the world of your local social media, people will have the same response. I didn't know that. Where'd you hear that? Mm-hmm. People will start sharing that, and you're not paying for that. Mm-hmm. That's word of mouth advertising. You're building your brand by giving people value and proving your expertise. And you know what? When I have a problem with my heating or cooling, you know who I want? I want the authority. Mm-hmm. I want the leader. And in your community, wherever your heating and cooling stores are, you want to own that position. And this is one of the ways to do it. And it's perfectly designed to serve you with a local business.
And folks, this is the future of small business marketing. And you've been hearing me talk about this for 10 years. It hasn't changed. It's become more prominent, more prevalent every year. So listen to what Greg has to say. He's telling you the truth. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about authority marketing and how it applies to small businesses. I'm Jim Blassingame. Greg Stebbing. Greg Stebbing, Stebben, is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.